Now look at the omnipresence of God. And the question is, why should anyone want to get away from God? You can't. No matter where you go, He's there. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Now this is verse 7 of Psalm 139. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in Sheol, behold, thou art there. Friends, you can't get away from Him. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, you won't get away from God, and you could go to the moon. You don't get away from Him. To me, it was thrilling to hear those first three astronauts who went around the moon to read the first chapter of Genesis on Christmas Eve. You don't run away from God, friends, even if you go to the moon. And even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day, and the darkness and the light are both alike unto thee. The man said to me, do you think we ought to confess our sins in detail unto God? I said, of course, spell them out. Oh, he said, you think we ought to mention them? Well, I said, he already knows about it anyway. So you better agree with him on it. You better spell the thing out and let him know that you know it too and that you recognize it as sin. Now we come here in this last part to the omnipotence of God. Now will you notice this beginning here with verse 13. For thou hast possessed my inward parts. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I'll praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hidden from thee when I was made in secret and intricately wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Now, there's been quite a discussion today on this matter of abortion. I heard a minister say, well, the Bible hasn't anything to say about it. So you can do as you please in this connection. Now, this is the answer to it. You know, the Word of God will probably give you the answer to most problems in life. David said that he was a person. Listen to him now. My substance was not hidden from thee when I was made in secret and intricately wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. He said, while I was being formed in the womb, I was a person. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unformed. The very minute that there begins to form a person in the womb, that one is a person. And in thy book all my members were written. He has already got your members there of your body, already marked out, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. You didn't need even a complete body to be a person. You were a person. Now, let me say this, and I want to say it very carefully, and I know I'll get reaction, but somebody better start saying this to Christians at least. Abortion, if it's not to save the life of the mother or to save the life of actually the child at times, is murder. And just to get rid of the little fella, in order that the sin might not be known. My friend, if you're going to commit the sin, then you're going to pay for the sin. And if you destroy that little one, you have committed murder. Now, that's what the Word of God says. Now, don't blame that on me. You go back and blame David, first of all, but I think you better go back of David and blame the Holy Spirit. This is a tremendous psalm. And he's talking here, if you please, about the omnipotence of our God. Then you have the wicked and the godly mentioned. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men. God will judge the wicked. He says that here. And he will hear the prayer of his people.